Oh, thanks.
You know, I don't pass up on thanking y'all for allowing me to do this. And I'm always every year looking for some way to do something different. Of course, you'll see some of the slides you've seen in past years. But I did put some little extras. And when we're in Texas, I try to address some quality concerns and issues in Texas. So here's, you know, all our class and offices from the West Visalia, California to Florence, South Carolina. All the Upland, of course, is classed in all 10 offices, but the Pima is only classed in the far west office of Visalia. There, quality assurance can class Pima also. Now, this is not the NAS estimate, but this is our class and office estimates. But on Upland Cotton, right as of day before yesterday, we'd class 15.4 million of what we project of 19.8 million bales of Upland, physical bales. All total, with putting up Pima, 650,000 Pima, that's 20.4. And this is a representation of where the Upland cotton is grown and being produced. As you can see, Texas is well over the 50% mark on the Upland cotton. Southeast moved down a little bit. Mid-South stayed pretty stable as far as the percent of the whole total crop. We actually gained acreage, but we gained acreage in other places too. Now to the quality, percent, color grade, no other factors, nothing but the color grade. A 41 color or 32 in the light spot or higher. 96% of this year's crop, which is the highest for the past 5 years, 6 years. We were up in the southeast, down a little in the mid-south. I think some of that may have been due to the late hurricanes and some cotton was ready to harvest that we may have had some strict low light spot and some low midland color. But so far we're up in the Texas and the far west as far as the color grade. 31s. Percent 31s. Well, we fell back a little on the 31s this year from last year, which was next to the highest year that we'd seen since 2000. And Texas, this year actually improved on 31s. So the color grade on this crop out in West Texas, and even after we had Hurricane Harvey came through the Corpus territory, it was surprising how well some of the color grades remained. Leaf grade overall is lower than what it was 13, 14, 15. Last year was our lowest year, but it's not the same throughout the territory. We actually saw it come up a little in the southeast and the mid-south. And it did decrease in Texas and the far west. But this is something I point out at all the gen schools, and about every time I get a chance to talk about quality is, I don't know how good I am with this mouse on this. There we go. But this five-leaf in the mid-south, five-leaf and lower, we saw this increase. There we go. Still not. Going the wrong way. My reverse. But the five-leaf continue. We have these up and down years in the southeast and the mid-south. Of course, it's quite, you see less five-leaf in the Texas, Oklahoma, and the far west than what we had last year. Extraneous matter right now, of course, we've still got a long ways to go on the crop, but it's the lowest amount of extraneous matter that we've seen in several years. Notice the last 5 years, each year we've seen a little more reduction, each year reduction in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. That far west, you can hardly even see it. I think it's 0.1% there now. But normally when this Arizona cotton's harvested late in the year, we start getting a little bark, and you'll see that climb up just a little bit because they have a lot of that rube cotton that they harvest or pick up off the ground. But Micronair, in fact, this is about the lowest mic average, 4.3. And the thing is, it's low in every area this year, except the Pima cotton. And I'll show it a little later, but in every area, the micron error is down at least a full unit or more. Well, I went on and put on the High Plains, this is just Lubbock and La Mesa. If you follow the yellow line, there is Lubbock. And this is the percent of cotton below 3.5, so 3.44 and lower, Mike, since 2000. Well, you can see the trend up and down, and I'm sure a lot of this is weather-related, but this year it really spiked, the highest that we've seen there, 60-something percent. And of course, if you look at La Mesa, which the territory it has starts about midway between, about Tahoka south, but just that difference in the weather patterns or the varieties of cotton or whatever the reason is, it tends to follow, but it's not near as much low mic as what we have in Lubbock. It follows real close to the Texas average, to be honest with you. Strength dropped back just a little bit. I really don't think we'll look at this over the history. If you look at it for the last 6 or 7 years, it's been 30, 29.9, 30.1. We had a couple years 30.3. But we have seen it drop back a little bit in every office or every area. But on the flip side, staple improved. Well, I consider this significant from 36.3 to 36.6, but you look at it there, we improved in the southeast and mid-south, but Texas, the staple length actually is a little bit shorter right now, and just slightly shorter in the far west. But it was really significant in the mid-south when you went from a full staple length in 1 year, a little more, 36. I think I looked at it and it was like 4/100ths longer. And you look at it over, since we've been 100% HVI is what this graph is. So you can see we hovered around 3.5, 3 to 3.57 there for several years. But the last 3 years, 35.9, 36.3, and 36.6 now. So some real long staple out there. Base quality and higher. This is bales of cotton that compose all the factors of base quality, 41.4, 35.49, 34 staple, I think 27 grams per text and higher. Uniformity of 80 and higher, I believe is what it is. Can't remember, Barbara, what the base on uniformity is. It maybe lower than that, 70, is it 70?
80.
Okay. However, I put that in, I can't remember, my memory on a lot of things is not as good as it used to be, and they say it'll get worse, but however, we fell back just a little bit, but still got a little ways to go, and of course, one of the things that's prevented this base quality in higher is all the low mic in the Lubbock area. And of course, same thing holds true on the high quality. This is just 31.3, 35, 35 to 49 mic, and you could see how much that's funny. I can see the mouse on the screen, but you can't see it up here. There it goes again. There it goes. But you see the Texas hats, how much it's dropped just because of that low mic and stuff. We've got a lot more 31 color, but the low mic's bringing down the what's considered the high quality with premium mic. And since we do have a few Pima, I was wondering this year, since my time was limited on putting the Pima on here, but I'll go ahead. It's a real high-quality Pima crop up to this point, because we've got I think we're about 75-80% of the Pima's been graded, but 99.6% are bales at color grade 3 and leaf grade 3, so that's the highest that we've seen. Oops, I went backwards. I ran this because I've been seeing on Barbara's reports that she puts out, if you don't follow those, when it says predominant grades every day in every class and office when they have more than one gen. Well, I kept noticing leaf grade 1, color grade 1 for payment. I never remembered seeing that much on that report so many times. So I went back and ran this for the last 17 years, and this is the most leaf grade 1, color grade 1 percentage-wise that we've ever produced up to this point. It's about 37%. 2014 was real close there. Of course, most of the people in Pima, they're hollering more for the 2. They want 2-2 and higher. So you don't hear a lot about 1-1s, but since I noticed that was predominant grade, I thought, well, I'm going to track this and just see how much it was. And again, we have had some questions. That 4-2 is actually the averages of 4-1-5 right now, so we may see that go back to 4-1 due to rounding. But the staple length is up on the Pima, just like it was up on the Upland, 49.3. But we're also slightly up on the Pima strength. So just to go back and summarize it real quick, we had an increase in 41, 32s and higher. Average leaf grade of 3.1, it's second lowest over the past 5 years. The extraneous matter at 4.3% is the lowest that we've had in a number of years. Average mic 4.2 is the lowest average. Of course, it's the lowest in the Southwest. Average strength of 30.1 is down slightly from the 30.3 last year. Average staple 36.6 is longest since 100% HVI testing. And base quality, that's the second highest. We were up in all areas except Texas. Again, that low micron error brought down a lot of the base quality. High quality was down in all regions except the far west. And the Pima, I just got through talking about it and stuff. Do anybody have any questions about the quality? No, thank you, David. Appreciate being here.
Come on, man.